applying to audiology.
Hi, is William available, please?
Who?
William.
What are you calling from?
From the Bank of Cardiff. He actually scheduled this phone call.
Okay. And your name?
My name is Sam.
Hold on.
Sure.
Dr. Perminski.
Hey, Dr. Perminski. This is Sam at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
All right. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Not too bad. I was just actually following up. It looks like you had contacted us on the web a little earlier and asked for a phone call. Do you have a minute to talk?
Sure.
Okay, absolutely. All right. So I'm just going to start off. I just want to confirm some of the information that we have on file.
Okay.
Then I'll, answer any questions that you have.
Okay.
So we have your address over there as 611 South Carlin Springs Road, number 410?
Right.
Okay, perfect. And you're calling from Arlington Radiology Association?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Associates, okay. All right. Let's see. What's the business structure over there? Are you guys an LLC or are you incorporated?
It's a LLC.
LLC, okay. All right. And how long have you guys been in business over there?
Well, the practice has been... I've been in charge of it for the last 5 years.
Okay. And were you with the practice before you were in charge with it, or have you just been there for the five years?
No, I came in. It was actually part of my dad was a radiologist. It was part of his old practice, and when he retired, he sold it to a fellow who worked for him, and he was in the practice I ran it for like 20 years, and then he... died suddenly, and then I was brought in to kind of run it, and then I took over 100% control of it back in June.
Oh, okay, so you are the 100% owner over there,
right?
Then now. All right, so the business itself has been going for a whole lot longer. How long would you say in total it's been in business?
At this site, the office has been open at this site probably since the early 1980s.
Oh, okay. All right. Open since early 1980s. All right, sure. So, we have a lot of different programs. I know it looks like online it said that you're interested in the working capital aspect of it. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I'll see if I can point you in the right direction.
Okay, well, I think... I was looking for maybe somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 100,000.
Okay. All right. And what were you looking to use the capital for?
To pay off some of the debts of the practice and also to buy some equipment and to do some marketing and things like that.
Oh, okay. All right. Nice little plan for it. How long have you been kind of thinking about getting the loan?
I've been thinking about it probably have our account with TD Bank, and I talked to them a little bit, but I was just wanted to see around and see what was available.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, when you were talking with TD Bank, what were you looking into? Was it a line of credit or something of that sort?
Yeah, I mean, with them it was probably just a line of credit.
Oh, okay.
Gone forward with that.
All right. Did they have an offer for you?
Well, I mean, they talked about a little bit they said, we can, they mentioned different lines and so forth, and I said, I don't know that, I was looking for something in the neighborhood of, 50,000 or so, and they were, they said, yeah, we can probably do that, but they were just kind of trying to tell me a bunch of other stuff.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, I can understand that. I know how it works. Okay, so you got a couple different things, looking to pay off some debt, bring on some equipment and some marketing. let's tackle each of those a little separately. As far as the equipment goes, what type of equipment were you looking to bring on?
Ultrasound equipment, and then doing buying some equipment for some add-ons for existing equipment, mammography, so we can do biopsies and so forth.
Okay, so are all of the pieces of equipment add-ons, or were some of them going to be like their own separate pieces, and then additional ones would
one
be add-ons?
Probably a separate piece would be a ultrasound machine.
The ultrasound its own separate piece. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
All right. And do you have any idea how much that piece goes for?
I've been looking at some reconditioned machines that are in the neighborhood of anywhere from $20,000 to $40,000.
Okay. $20,000 to $40,000. And now, were you including that $20,000 to $40,000 range in your total of what you're looking for that 50 to 100?
Right.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So. All right. And then, any idea on the cost of those add-ons?
I think it's probably in the neighborhood of about the biopsy thing for the mammo is, I think, in the neighborhood of about $20,000 to $25,000.
Okay. Sure. Sure. All right. Now, how about as far as the marketing goes? What sort of plans did you have on the marketing side of it?
Well, I just was I touched base with some people, and there's different things for they charge hourly for doing marketing, but they there's things like building a website and doing advertising and so forth and so on.
Absolutely. Do you guys currently have a website?
No.
Okay. All right. And now, did you have any idea of a ballpark range of what you were looking to spend on the marketing?
Probably in the neighborhood of maybe $10,000 or so.
Oh, okay. All right. And then now, as far as the debts, how much of that, what portion of the 50 to 100K were going to be going toward debts?
Probably maybe 10 to 20.
Okay. All right. 10 to 20. All right. Now, do you have any other current business loans that are out right now?
No.
No? Okay. Have you ever done a working capital loan before?
No.
Okay. All right. Are you familiar with what working capital programs are? It's kind of a relatively new product.
No, not really.
Okay, sure. Yeah, it's to give you an idea. Kind of a short-term, cash loan.
Okay.
We typically set it up anywhere from 6 to 18 months, sometimes up to 24 months.
Okay.
Now, what do you do for gross annual sales over there?
It's right now it's in the neighborhood of around $500,000 a year, but with new getting new contracts for insurance and expanding it, just getting new contracts for better reimbursement will increase that by another probably $300,000, and then expanding the business, growing it would probably certainly get the yearly revenue up over $1 million a year, and hopefully 1.5.
Oh, okay. You said you're looking at probably reaching that mark in the next year.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, good. So you guys feeling a little growth over there? Is that kind of the case?
Well,
you're trying to.
Yeah, that's what I'm anticipating.
Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. All right. So now, typically, just to give you an idea on how the program works, it's a short-term loan, but it's primarily based on your sales. So
right.
Typically, we're able to free up about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. Looking at it, that it looks like what you're looking for, that 50 to 100K, is right in that same ballpark of what we'd be able to do for you. Now, in addition to that, we might be able to package you up to get you the best deal possible on that ultrasound equipment. Might be able to do a secured loan that would be slightly better rates on that with that equipment. So what I think what would be best for you is to go forward looking into both the equipment financing and the working capital aspect and try to patch it together to get you the best deal possible.
Okay.
And, you know, that way on that equipment financing, we can use that total of the cost of the ultrasound equipment, that $20,000 to $40,000. We can set you up on a traditional finance loan on that, and that wouldn't eat out of that total amount that we'd be able to free up of your sales. So it would keep a healthy chunk of that cash available to you to use to, you know, kind of hit that mark, possibly up to $100,000 that you're looking for.
Okay.
So it's definitely, you know, based on your sales, it's definitely something that it looks like we'd be able to work out for you.
Okay.
Now the next step we would need to do to, you know, actually get the hard numbers on what you qualify for and go over specific terms. I would just need an application with, we would do 6 months of bank statements to go over the cash flow,
okay,
and then the most recent tax return that you have.
Okay.
So if you don't have 2015 yet, we could do 2014.
Okay.
All right. Now, how would you rate your credit, your personal credit?
Probably
good, bad, somewhere in the middle.
Bad, probably.
Okay. All right. Not a problem. And, you know, that's actually one of the benefits of the working capital program is it's primarily based off sales.
Right.
So we have things that can fit you in. You know, we have programs that will fit A to D credits.
Right.
So something for everybody, but it's based on sales. And,
okay,
and time in business is going to help a lot, too. So since you guys have been going since the early 80s, that should really help you out.
All right.
All right. Now, so yeah, like I said, the next step would be we would fill out the application, take a look at the bank statements and the tax return, and then be able to go over, you know, some specifics for you. So the email address that I have for you is wprominsky@aol.com. Was that good?
Yes.
Okay. And what I'll do is I'll just put together a small packet right now with the application and a list of those documents that I'll need from you.
Okay.
And I'll shoot it over to you right now.
Okay.
I'll need to schedule a meeting with underwriting to go over the documents once they come in,
okay,
to be able to give you some, you know, hard terms to look over.
Okay.
So when do you think you'd be able to get the documents back to me?
Probably on Monday.
On Monday? Okay. All right. Perfect. All right, William. Well, what I'll do is I'll put that packet together right now. I'll email it over to you. You'll have all of my direct contact information on there. So
okay,
if you do have any questions, feel free to give me a call.
Okay.
I'm happy to answer anything that you have.
Okay.
Did you have any other questions before you let me go?
No, that's it.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead. I'll send it to you, and I'll be looking for it on Monday. I'll probably check in with you on Monday just to make sure everything's going smooth for you.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks a lot, William.